Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Are you doing?
I'm good. Are you in Palestine?
Yes, I'm in Gaza.
In Gaza, wonderful. I'm in Japan.
Japan. Wow. Yeah, I have many Japanese friends.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh,
They are
excellent.
an artist.
You're an artist yourself, yeah?
Yes.
Tell me about your art. What do you
Tell you what I'm doing.
Yeah, what kind of art?
My kind of art is like expressing feeling through art. Like, okay, I've started painted when I was 14 years old. And in the last be in the last war, I've just discovered that I'm talented. Day after day, I get to have many fans, and people get to know me through my reports and articles in TV and in social media in general. And by day, I get to practice my talent and do many exhibitions in Gaza. And yes, like,
Yeah, well,
yeah.
from the last war, you must be like what, 15 or 16 now then?
Now I'm 16, but
16.
in the last war I was 14 years old.
So you've lived through, I guess, three wars?
Yes.
That's so amazing. I can't
Not yet.
imagine. Wow. I can't
Yeah, the
imagine.
war is something horrible.
Absolutely horrible. How is the do the press how does the press in Gaza treat the conflicts? Because you said you were on social media and things, so what's the
Life in Gaza is getting from bad to worse because people here are depressed, and like life here is hard. But honestly, I can say that there are many people who are suffering more than me in Gaza. Like, it is hard to call it life. Like, people here are all about suffering. There is no a good life. Because what? We're in a siege and people are dying because of the lack of medication. People are just all about asking for electricity and water, and it's something very important for us. Like, it's something no normal people can just relinquish of the one of the most important rights. And also the last war and the wars in general affects of our spirits and our souls. Like, we are all about having just pessimistic attitude toward Gaza. Like, lately, like, I've just been depressed for 2 months ago, and I just feel so bad because of what is going on. Because as I see always that reality forces us to look at things in a very pessimistic way. Just we are be I'm like I've become more realistic person, and that's so bad things. But we have to coexist anyway. But yeah.
It's hard to see change in the future because no matter how horrible and what the crime is that the Israelis do, there don't seem to be any consequences from the entire world community.
Yes.
I, with the exception of Hezbollah, maybe.
Yeah.
Must be very hard. I wish I could offer more hope, but I try to be a realistic person and I just don't see a lot of change happening soon. I mean, maybe if there's really a ceasefire in Syria and the process can keep continuing, but Israel has a very strong influence over the United States through money.
Yes, exactly.
A lot of Americans just don't know anything at all about what's happening.
Yes, actually, when I ask my Japanese friend, actually, I've get to know him lately. I ask him, do you know Palestine? He told me I've never heard about this, so it's something horrible for me to know that. Like, I think that social media guide anyone to know what is Palestine and throw the words and show the propagandas. Yes.
Some of the younger people know, because of the internet. And I've seen on Japanese television, they did a show, it was like the hardest places in the world for kids to get to school. And they were showing some kids in Indonesia that had to cross like a lake in a canoe and stuff. And they showed Gaza too. They showed a boy, he had a donkey and he had to go, I don't know, really long distance through. And it, because he's not allowed on the Jewish roads, you know. He may have been West Bank actually, but he was a Palestinian. And so it was on TV. At least they were represented somewhat. But most people don't know in Japan or the US.
Yes. And how is Japan?
I like Japan. It's good.
But you are originally from US, right?
Yeah, I'm from America.
Yes, I can see that through your accent.
Yeah, I'm not very Japanese. Japan is a very different, and but Japan is very uninvolved in a lot of things. They keep to themselves, and the same with foreign policy. They're not helping Israel, but they're not really stopping them either. They just stay out of everything. They have given money to Palestine, but they gave it to the Palestinian Authority, which is not really good because they just waste it. They need direct investment into businesses in Gaza. That would be the better course. But it's hard to do because you are under siege and there's all these restrictions.
I see.
It makes it very frustrating.
I know that you are activists, right?
Very much so, yes.
Yeah, and how's it?
That's difficult because, of course, you get a lot of flack. When I'm speaking for Palestinian rights, people will say things like, accuse me of hating Jewish people or something like that, and which is ridiculous, of course. And when I'm speaking for Iraqis or Syrians, you're a like a Muslim fanatic, because I'm like, no, not at all. It's just the people. It seems so simple, but
It's complex.
that's how, people are attached to ideologies, and it's not through logic.
Do you know Dan Cohen?
Dan Cohen, yes.
Dan Cohen.
Cohen?
Cohen.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know him personally?
I don't know him personally, no. Just from online.
He was in Gaza and he interviewed me to do a film.
Oh, really? I have to ask him about that. How do I when is that going to come out?
Sorry?
When is the film going to be finished? Or is it finished?
Actually, they are still working in it.
Okay. That's what we need a lot more of, is media in Gaza. But the Israelis will arrest journalists and they take your cameras away.
Yes. And have you ever been in Gaza?
No.
And would you like to come here?
I would like to go. I went to Bethlehem one time, but it was very, I felt like very restricted.
So have you ever been in West Bank or Jerusalem?
I was in just the like Israeli controlled part of Jerusalem. So we were under a lot of restrictions. There was a bomb threat when I was there, but it was nothing. Just someone left a bag somewhere and they shut down everything. And it was just a book bag. But people are like always on a panic, it seemed like. It's bizarre. You should visit Japan sometime.
Sorry?
You should come. Oh, what's going on there?
I don't know. My mom is cleaning.
Oh,
It's
okay.
weird. Yeah, I can go to another place.
Right.
Yep.
When
So, do you
the
interrupt
war
me?
ended,
Yeah.
how much damage was there? I mean, I saw a lot of the houses and from like aerial footage, it seemed like
You
they
know,
blew up a lot of just regular homes and things that are unrelated to the military.
it's something unbelievable. You know that when I just get when I just went to Shijiazhia, I feel that where is Gaza? Like Shijiazhia was devastated. There is nothing as it was. Like everything was damaged. There is no home survive from the rockets, and actually, even in my district or in my suburb, we have more than three devastating houses. Yeah, like yes. So we were in a dangerous place, in a danger, and also they. Also, I have lost my best friend and my best friend actually in the last war. So that why I'm so affected of the last war, and I always feel very painful when I just remember the war.
What happened to them?
Like they live in opposite of me, like 10 meters far. I don't know. They are innocent. They do nothing. Like they are civilian. They don't have any concern with the governments, with even Hamas or even anything like this. But because they, I don't know what the reason, but I think that maybe they have a doubt, like they are suspect of something, but they are completely innocent, and that's something very bad in the last war. So. Yeah, it's very sad.
They are targeted, and
Yep.
and the news media will say they must have been firing rockets from their house. They're human shields. That's the kind of baloney that is on TV.
Yeah.
And I tell people if Israelis cared about civilians, then they wouldn't be bulldozing houses down and stealing land and all the things they do.
That's, they killed over than 500 children
I
in
know.
the last war. Like it was more than 50 days, and I could say that it was the worst period in my life because I get to realize many things. Because in three wars, in like the last war was the most affected in me, but in like the two war before the last, I was young, so I wasn't so aware of what's going on. I just hear the sound of rockets, and I just hear the sound of ambulance. And because we were living in beside the hospital, so we are just all about seeing that everything is okay. I'm still survive. My home is survive. So that's all what I need. But in the last war, I get to realize that people are really suffering. People who lost them parents for lost all parts of them, all the people in them family and them lost them houses. So it's something was it was difficult to understand or difficult to feel. But yes, it's good. I'm still surviving. Like, I'm not bitter than people who are killed in the last war. So always I feel that it was a miracle that my surviving with my family and my home, it was something a miracle that I have to thank God thousands of times for that. Yeah.
Well, if there's something good from it, the last war was so horrible that it will be very difficult for Israel to do it again for a long time. Because most of the world is outraged at their behavior. But not
Yes.
America. America just lied the whole time. But even the British news, I mean, most of the world opposed what Israel was doing and knew, did they didn't believe their excuses.
Yes, that's very bad.
I can't imagine living through three wars like that. You never know when that missile could hit your house.
Yeah.
Did you see any Israeli soldiers, or was it just the missiles?
No, actually, Israeli soldier entered the border of Gaza, but we were far from them. Yeah, so I haven't seen them.
What kind of social media or televised media have you been able to reach?
Actually, like do you mean Facebook or Twitter?
Sure, anything. Like Al Jazeera or RT or.
Yes, actually we were watching TV and in a radio, but in social media we weren't like we weren't have had electricity all the time, so even just 1 hour or 2 hours. So we were always guide for just hearing a radio, so we can know how many houses they have destroyed or how many people they were killed in the moment. But yes, we were able to open Facebook and see what's going on and see how many people are supporting us and how many people are standing with us even in a very hard time.
How is
Yes.
electricity now in your area?
It comes for 4 hours or 5 hours a
I have a friend in Damascus. It's sort of the same situation, but they use a car battery to make electricity so they can use it when they shut down.
also, if we just have a battery, we need electricity to charge it.
Yeah.
Like battery couldn't work without electricity.
They had some engineer using gasoline to do it, but yeah. It's unknown, but I think a lot of people don't understand that people are recycling, 4 or 5 hours of electricity a day because they blew up the biggest power plant in Gaza. And why? That's just collective suffering. Why do you? It just makes me very frustrated.
Yeah, like as I told you, I'm depressed. I have been just 2 months depressed of what's going on here. Like I'm an artist, and that's something very hard to me. Like to live in a place which there's no peace, which there's no people who can support me in a real way. Like, okay, I have a dream, and I had a dream actually, because I always see that Gaza will not be a better place for people who have a dreams, because something is a very far-fetched from us. Like people, when I just look at people's dreams, it's all about having a house and having a full day of electricity. So I feel so embarrassed when I say that I need to be a doctor and I need to be a well-known artist, because something is very difficult. Like people here don't have a basics of life, so how come I can't choose my dreams freely and work in it? So there is no encouraging reason for working hard and exerting many efforts for
Right.
what I need.
Well, maybe you should anyway. You never know when things can change quickly. It's not worth giving up on it. Not at 16. If they don't change, then so. But if they do, you'll regret not having put the work in to be in a good position.
Yeah, I've just tried it lately in Facebook that I don't have age yet, and my first day will be when I just get out from Gaza. And I just really feel that, okay, when I just get bigger, older, I mean. So what shall I say about my childhood? Shall I say that all things I remember that I lived three wars, and I was just born in Intifada. So I think that my childhood is not fair for any normal person to live.
Of course not.
Yeah, so I think that also we shouldn't lose hope.
Well, at the same time, though, that your childhood has made you mature much faster than other children.
Yeah,
And
that's right.
there is, people do look at that as a positive thing from a very horrible thing. But you do
Yeah.
have some advantages.
What?
It is to be mature and aware of your world more so than most children is good, because by the time you are older, when you're an adult, you'll have so much more knowledge than most. And so maybe you can use that in your education, but it is very, very hard when people are lacking basic necessities.
Yes, that's
But that's why we're trying internationally to divest from Israel and to get humanitarian aid to Gaza. But the Israelis are making it very difficult. But I do feel like their power is starting to slip away.
but let me say something, and I don't think I'm supposed to say that. But also, we have, like, we as Palestinians, we have to blame ourselves at first. Look at people here. They are divided. So, the situation couldn't change for better if we just keep dividing, if we just keep blaming each other. I think that the problem, we have to blame ourselves at first, because here all the governments, all the leaders here are just giving promises with no working. So I think that if we are just united, people will have a real reason to help us. But I think, look how many political parties we have in a very small city. Like Gaza is a very small thing, and it's even not shown in the map. So we are divided, just Fatah, Hamas, and all the things. So I think that
Unity, huh?
we have to be united, yes.
Well, you have to start taking the steps for unity. That's a good message to preach.
Yes, dead.
Well, you speak English very well.
Yeah, by practicing.
Well, let's continue with that. That will open some more doors for you, too.
English is important. I've just made I have many foreign friends in US and British and in many country who are just love my art. So we were in contact till I just get a good accent or good English, which make me qualified to speak freely without any fear doing
I would
mistakes.
like to see some of your
Okay, I've sent you a request in Facebook.
artwork. Okay, I will look for that.
So you can see my paintings. And yes, I'm just doing so many pieces of art, but I don't show them completely in Facebook because I'm just preparing for exhibition. So you can see a few paintings. Just keep scrolling down.
I saw it. I'm adding you now. There you are.
My name is Malak Matar.
Yeah, I got you. I have actually thousands of friend requests, so I had to find you, but I got you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Have you seen anything?
I'm looking at him now.
See the last painting with the black and red.
When is your exhibition?
In March.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I see what you see. It's expressing the mode in here.
Yeah. Shot real.
Sorry, I'm just looking at all these, being quiet.
Yeah.
It's very moving.
Yes.
Do you sell your artwork, or can you sell it internationally?
Actually, yes, but not much. Like, okay, I can't send my paintings internationally by mail. Like, but it needs 2 months at least to reach the country which I want to send. Like, I've once sent for my friend in US, and it takes more than 45 days to reach there. But yes, but it's not difficult. I can do. Yeah.
Well, I'd like
Also,
to
I'm
help you
supposed.
do that if you would like. I can help you reach a lot of people.
Yeah, I have that.
Right.
Because you know that, like, although it's hard for me, like, to sell a part of me, like, when I just draw a painting, I lived inside this painting, and the painting lived inside me. But actually, like, if I just need to get an art material here in Gaza, it's extremely difficult because I could hardly reach the material of art. So that sometimes I see that I should do that. I should like sell my paintings and get the money to for the expenses of art. So that's why I see my paintings.
I'd like to help you directly as much as I could, as much as I can. So
Yeah.
I'm going to put your Facebook out, and I guess that's the best way for people to contact you when you have electricity and to see the
Yes.
paintings.
That's very good. Thanks.
We can support the local economy in Gaza this way by
Yeah.
supporting businesses in Gaza. And I guess you can import some of the materials. It just takes a long time to reach you if you can get the money for it.
Actually, there's a very easy way to get the money if I just wanna receive the price of the painting. There's something called Western Union, if you have never heard about
Oh,
that.
yeah, I use that in Japan too. Western
Yeah,
Union.
so yeah, so the
Because
money could reach
PayPal
you
will
in
block
1 minute.
people. Yeah, Western Union
Yeah.
with the code, and they give you the code on like a Facebook message. And yep, I just used Western Union with Cypress yesterday. So yeah,
Yeah.
okay then. Well, I'll do that, and I hope people will support you in your work, and
Thank you.
in doing so, helping Gaza as well.
Yeah, thank you so much.
No problem. Well, you have a good day. I have some other work to do, but it was good to talk to you, and we will speak again.
Yes, I hope too.
All right.
It's nice to talk to you.
Yeah, you too.
Thank
Good
you.
to meet you, and I'm glad I saw your work.